Afternoon Jams inside the drive at 5. Big Rob, what's happening, man?
What's cracking?
You switched up on us a little bit, man. You were kind of like, you're a little different now that Miss Brewston got in the building. What's going on?
When I get different? You just had me mopping because she was coming in here.
No, you did it.
I didn't have time to find the red carpet you said I needed or the VIP row.
Exactly.
You know, she had popped up at the door and you said, go answer the door. Miss Bruce is here. Finish mopping.
Yeah, absolutely. Tracy Bruce is in the building. How you doing, Tracy?
I am doing well. Happy to be here with you both.
Yes, good to have you. Good to have you. How does it feel to know that you had, you know, these kids from Muskegon Heights reading your book about Black history?
Yeah, it's so funny. I was thinking about this earlier today. You know, I wrote the book 2020 through 2022, and with the goal is that I wrote it for many reasons, but one was that I wanted to ensure that students, especially from Black communities that's considered underprivileged, had this knowledge, because I didn't want them to feel in any type of way that any of the stereotypes were true about, you know, students from Black neighborhoods being ill-prepared compared to their white and other counterparts. So the fact that this book was selected to be a part of kids going on a free trip to Africa, and my alma mater, Muskegon Heights Public School System, is the first school to do this, it's just a dream come true. I could pinch myself. So excited.
So this whole process, we gave out books to, how many kids were got books?
73.
73 kids. Mm-hmm. You autographed every book, right?
Yes, I personalized and signed each copy and put a little note in each one just speaking about how Black history inspires me, and I hope this book would do the same for them.
That's wow. That's off the chain right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we want to thank United Way of the Lakeshore. We want to thank Reed Muskegon. We want to thank Tamika Sane for over there at Miller Knoll, your former place, right?
Right.
For coming in. And we want to thank DTE, Consumer Energy. I want to thank the Masonics. We want to thank everybody that donated to this cause, because that's how we was able to afford the books. And you gave us a discount, and we appreciate that, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so they got the books. They read it. When did they read the books?
Yeah, they received the books the last week in January, and they read them for about a month. So we received the essays the beginning of March, so last week. So they had about a month to read the book and write essays about how it impacted them.
And so you and a group of, well, it's three of y'all, right?
Yes.
Okay, y'all got together and went through the essays. What was your impression with the essays, personally?
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. The criteria for the essays were very open-ended. Just wanted to know how did the essays impact each of the students. And so each one had a different spin on the essays. Some gave some real-life examples. Mm. Some touched on how it impacted them. Some had a different take on the word impact, so they didn't think it impacted them, but educated them. So it was very interesting, the selection of essays we get, the variety, which was kind of the point. I wanted them to be able to be creative and not pigeonholed into how they spoke about the book in the essay.
Go ahead, Rob. Any questions?
Oh, no. You're doing just fine, sir.
No, go ahead. No, you're an expert.
I'm not that smart. I didn't get a chance to read the book.
You didn't read it yet?
He wouldn't read it to me because I can't read. You know, so.
Well, maybe next time the students can read it to me. Yeah, maybe.
You can go there and y'all read together with the students.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I can barely
spell. It's 40 lessons.
Barely spell cat. So, dog or run.
But so, you got the essays, and then you and who else were the judges?
Yes, it was three judges. It was Dr. Hickman, who is the principal at the high school, and it's also Melissa Moore, who is the executive director of Reed Muskegon, which is a nonprofit here in Muskegon Heights.
There you go. There you go. So now that brings us to the top. Who we got? Tell us who won. Who's the winner of this this essay contest, who are going to be going to Ghana, West Africa with us this summer?
Yeah, so the radio station, along with the Free Kids Trip Initiative, was so generous and letting us select three winners. So the first three winners that we have are actually twins, which is Michaela and Mikhail White. And then the third winner is Kamaya Jackson. And then based on the deliberations of the judges, we actually was fortunate enough to be able to have a fourth winner. So our fourth winner is Nayana Agnew. So we went into it with the idea of having three winners. We were fortunate to have four.
You had a chance to talk to those participants?
Yes. So to our surprise, both the judges as well as the students, Dr. Hickman, who's the principal at the school, was able to pull the four students in, and we were able to have a conversation about what they thought about the book and how it impacted them. And a lot of them said that they were now having family members read the book, and some of their family members read through it with them.
That's great.
And how excited they are for the opportunity to go to Africa. So just an overall win-win, exciting experience.
There you go. Can you give out those names again?
Absolutely. Michaela White, Mikhail White, Kamaya Jackson, and Nayana Agnew.
There you go. Three K's and a Miss Agnew. Three K's, right?
Michaela, Mikhail, Kamaya.
That's an M. Oh, okay. Look,
that's the letter M.
Two L's. Look, Kayla, there you go.
No, it's Ma. I did state M, sir.
Okay, there you go.
Several times.
Kayla and Mikhail, Kamaya and Nayana.
You got me right, Rob. You got me. Well, you will be the one getting to know him personally to get the pass. So,
yes,
you
sir.
You should have the name right. Thank you so much, Tracy, for doing this and working with us through this whole process. Felt like you should be a teacher. Really? You should be teaching Black history up in Muskegon Heights. Like,
maybe so.
24/7, right? Not just Black History Month. Because I'm sure you got enough information that can last, you know, two semesters.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I think so. And things keep happening in real time.
Right.
Because the theme of the book is connecting the present to the past.
Right.
So I try to, everything that I talk about, the past law, system, procedure that happened, I connect it to the past. And we keep seeing things in real time. So
there you go.
So what made you want to write a Black history type of book? What made you say, you know what, let me do something about Black folks?
Yeah. So that's such a loaded question. I'll give you the short. So I always talk about growing up. My dad talked to us about Black history. So at 3 and 4 years old, he would sit us down for hours and talk about Black history, politics, American history, and how all of that connected to the current. I just assumed that most Black people had these same conversations at home. And as I grew up, I figured they didn't.
It wasn't.
Yeah. And so I had a series of different events happening in my life, but then around the 2020 election, I was seeing a lot of ignorant comments on social media and other places about the Black community, and around the presidential election, Black people were, and other groups, but in particular, Black people were bragging on not voting. So I just wanted to say, you know, it's so much connected to Black history and voting and how we're currently living. You could see, you know, just direct impacts. And so I wanted to write the book.
Well, congratulations on doing it. From what I understand, what the few sentences Paul did tell me, it's a good book.
Right. I'll give you a copy. You can read it tonight, Rob. It's an easy read.
It's an easy read.
Yeah, you can do it tonight if you got anything planned.
Yeah.
I don't have a life.
Or this weekend. You can eat it when you go.
No, I got to go to Illuminati stuff.
Okay. All right.
Well, this weekend.
How can people get the book? It's on Amazon, right?
It's on Amazon. It's on my own personal website. I sign copies and send out personalized copies as well. I also have it in digital form ebooks as well. So you can find me and get a copy of the book at www.thetnb, so thetnb.com.
We need to get you on that bestseller list. What do it take to get you on the bestsellers list?
A million copies, I think.
Yeah, I think it's like 5,000 copies sold
a week
to get on the New York Times bestseller. So
there you go.
I'm coming for it.
Yeah, you can do that.
Claim it.
I think it's doable.
Yeah, 5,000?
5,000 a week.
Yeah, we just need to get you on one of the morning shows. That's all.
Yes. So.
Yep.
that's been my focus, better advertising, because the book has did really well through word of mouth. People like yourselves,
right.
A lot of family and friends have been spreading the word. So now I'm kind of focusing on trying to get it out to a larger audience.
So if you're watching this online, like and share this video. Go to her page, like her page, and buy a copy. And we really appreciate you. We got to go. You got those names again? Go ahead and say the names again for people that might tune in.
Yes, congratulations to Michaela White, Mikhail White, Kamaya Jackson, and Nayana Agnew, our four winners for the free Kids Africa trip.
There you go. Back to more music.